Hey, Live It Up fam, welcome back to another episode on our Live It Up journey. To our newbies, it is your girl Flo J, and I am so ecstatic to have to talk to you guys on this blessed Monday morning. You know, we just came from the Easter. Honestly, I was looking at it and I was like, oh, this is gonna be a really long weekend, but here it is. Monday is back again and tomorrow is a working day. Can you believe it? But anyway, today I have spoken so much about it. I told you this year we're beating it back to back with building confidence, we're building our brand, we're building ourselves, we'll have great things this year, and just, you know, just live this year. Last year wasn't really great. I mean, for the number of us, me especially, I had a really rough year last year. But I'm having the positivity. Yes, that's what I want to say. We are having a positive mindset no matter what comes this year. If COVID, whatever, you know, whatever happens to you personally or globally, we're still going to have a positive mindset. So today I just want to address something that I've been addressing in the past how many episodes, you know. If you're like an oldie, raise your hand if you have listened to my self-love. If you haven't, please check it out. That episode we really went into self-love and building confidence and stuff. Well, today I want to share a bit on self-love again. You can only, it's not even self-love, it's building confidence rather. We are just talking here on building confidence. This goes for both the guys and the girls. And I know many, usually we think it's a confidence thing with girls, you know, the whole beauty thing, the whole looks, but guys equally get affected by it. I know of someone, I'll not mention the name, so dear to my heart. He's got this really huge vision, this really huge dream, but lacks the confidence to do it. I mean, I've heard him a couple of times, like, in his act, do his thing, but doesn't have the confidence to do it. Each time opportunity comes, he either sways away or has an excuse, or, you know, just goes by it. Here's my thing. There's going to be better people than you. There's going to be more beautiful people than you. Let's talk in the perspective of relationships right now. Let's say you've got this guy, you've got this girl, and maybe there's another guy, an ex maybe, or there's just someone who is equally interested like you are, and the person just, you know, feels like he or she is not up to par with what the other opponent has to bring on the table. You know, they think, oh my gosh, he's not beautiful, she's more beautiful than I am, sorry. Or he's thinking, wow, he's got the cash, he's got the ride, he's got, you know, all those kind of things, and it intimidates you. Here is my advice. When it comes to relationships, we can't all be great at it. There's no one that is great. Someone's obviously going to be better than you are. Someone probably forgives easily than you are. But there's a reason why that person went for you or came for you in the first place. At first, this used to bother me in previous relationships, my current relationship as well. I used to think, my gosh, what's going on? How am I going to make this person happy? I see him talking to other girls and the other girls be looking prettier than me. And naturally, I'm big boned, I'm big bodied. I put on weight easily. I put off weight easily. But I'm not as petite as most of the girls he'd be talking to, you know, flat tummy, nice hips and ass and all that kind of stuff. And it intimidates me sometimes. But it got to a point, I think, this year going on, where I thought, if I continue to let this rampage my head, my mind, and just like bundle up my thoughts, I'm never going to be happy. I'm never going to see the full potential of this relationship. If it works out, if it doesn't work out, you get what I'm saying? In the line of relationships still, if you continue to see someone as way better than you, I'm not saying people are ugly and stuff, but if you continue to put that in your mind that someone is always better than you, you're always going to put yourself down and you always end up losing relationships that could actually build into something. Here's my point in case, yeah? Say you're a girl, very beautiful, very pretty, you're dating a guy or you're interested in a guy who has an ex who equally looks beautiful, and you keep downplaying yourself thinking, oh my gosh, she's all this, she's great and stuff. My dear, don't let it bother you. Like, live, be you. You know, here's my question to people like that. If he or she is best as you say he or she is, what do you bring to the table? If she was able to bring the looks, she's able to serve us looks, she's able to serve us attitude, she's able to serve us vibes, what are you bringing? Think of everything in your life as if you're going for an interview in a job. Actually, if you think about it, life is like that. I mean, they pick the best of the best, right? They pick those who are able to express themselves well, right? When I was going for it, my job interview, my boss did ask me one question: why must we pick you? And I asked him and I told him, why mustn't you pick me? I am standing in competition with a bunch of other people for one position. It is all up to the company to pick me, but this is what I have to offer. I am this. I listed out my personality, I listed out, and you speak with confidence. Don't shiver or quiver at anything you say. Be confident in what you have to bring on the table. Do it in faith. Be your natural self. Be confident in your natural self. You get me? If you're confident in your natural self, you end up having to live with this positive mindset. Not proud, but you're happy. You're able. Things will get to you, of course, but you're happy. You appreciate, you acknowledge what God, who God has made you to be. You get me? And it was really, it's been a long time since I've actually been able to master this courage. I'm pretty sure people think, yo, this girl seems very outspoken. Yo, I was shy as crazy, extremely shy. I always compare myself, I always downplay myself, and I get jealous all the time and stuff. But now, not like I don't care per se, but I really don't. I really don't. If it really bothers you so much, then you know you've got a flaw and you've got something that you need to fix. If it's the dream you're trying to catch and you keep thinking that you don't have the confidence for you, then ask yourself, is this really for me? If you really want to do something, you have to man up, you have to woman up, and you have to sit there and think to yourself, yo, I'm going to do it. Barack Obama, when he was running for president, had this phrase he always said, that yes, I can. You need to tell yourself, yes, you can. Yes, you can get this job. Yes, you can pass this paper. Yes, you can do this course. Yes, you can move forward. Yes, you can travel. Yes, I can be a comedian. Yes, I can be a nurse. Yes, I can be an engineer. Yes, I can do so many things. Yes, I can sing. Please, if you don't know how to sing though, I'm just saying, just keep practicing. But have that positive mindset, to get me. Be free-willed at it. Learn how to say no when it's not going to work out for you, and learn how to say yes when you know it's going to work out for you and you really want to do it. Don't do it because someone is forcing you to, but believe in yourself. Anyway, I hope you guys have learned a lot from what I said today. This is Motivational Monday as usual, and we are moving on into our, oh, April is about to end soon, gosh, into our fifth month of the year, and I can't wait. This year seems to be going well. I mean, it's not really boiling for me, but yo, positive mindset all the way. So anyway, I want to hear from you guys. Let's connect on social media. Hit me up on Instagram at it's flow_j, or check out the Live It Up page at liveitup_withflowj. Like my Facebook page, Live It Up with Flo J, and then subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm telling you, after I'm done with school, I have to start uploading the content because I've edited videos and they're still there. But anyway, that's all for today. From your girl Flo J, stay blessed. Remember to live it up, guys. Remember to live it up. I love y'all. Have a blessed week. Peace.